Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. We're with our political observer, Alan Sharp. Talk, Alan. I see nearly 51 million Americans will travel this year, the highest volume in a dozen years. And that means we need to be careful. Take it slow.
David, you are so right to warn everybody. I know that when I go from Albany back to Great Barrington, it's the one day of the year when there's a big line at the toll booths. So something's going on, a lot of people in automobiles, and it's very important to obey the speed limits and not to be crazy. There are crazy people out there, the guys who wind in and out of traffic, showing that they have some testosterone left in their bodies and that they're intent on taking it out there and they're going to kill people. So I'm going to tell you something. If you're one of those jerks, cut it out.
And remember, it's not worth it. Don't get mad. Keep your hands on the wheel.
Worse than that. It's not don't get mad, don't be nuts.
Well, the country has, depending on what side you're on, maybe been a little bit nuts about this tax cut plan, Alan. And I see John Faso from the 19th Congressional District, the Republican who voted no on that tax cut plan, was on Vox Pop yesterday. He took questions from listeners and had his say.
Yeah, you know, David, there's always one. I got a letter from a lady saying, basically, how dare you have this guy on your air? Hey, cut it out. This radio station stands for everything, and, you know, people may not like him, people may like him. It doesn't much matter. He's the congressman, and he gets the same treatment everybody else does. So just stop it.
He said, you know, the plan wasn't good for New York. That's why he voted no.
Yes. Well, look, he was off the hook. He claims that he didn't speak to the White House about all of this and that he spoke with Congressman Ryan's people, but that he made up his own mind, he says. From where we were sitting, it looked to us like they had taken certain people who were in very difficult districts and gotten them off the hook. But he made a good case about why he voted against it. He also spoke, I think, from the other side of his face about why the tax bill was good and how Americans were paying too much taxes.
From that were questions as well to John Faso about his take on some of the sexual harassment allegations that are out there, including the president. And we see, of course, that the president has publicly defended now Roy Moore in Alabama. Quote, he totally denies it. We can't have a liberal in there. And the Washington Post detailing 13 women who already have claims against the president.
You know, there's an old saying about birds of a feather flocking together. These birds are flocking together. Well, we need the vote, says Kellyanne Conway. So it's more important than whether or not this guy did bad things. Even Ivanka Trump is out there, David, saying special place in hell for people who are basically predators on young people. I can't believe she was out there saying that without clearing with Papa in advance. So I think that they wanted the best of both worlds. Papa wanted to support Roy Moore, and at the same time, they wanted somebody from the family taking the other side. You know, this president is famous for that kind of stuff. Says one thing early in the morning, another thing late at night. You get a pain in the neck trying to look both ways.
Let's talk about New York for a second. An article I see, Alan, from John Campbell in the Times Union about per diems helping pay for lawmakers' real estate.
Well, David, it's as old as the hills. When you get into office and you don't get a pay raise because people don't want you to have a pay raise, they hold you in, you know, large contempt, even though some legislators deserve some extra money. So what happens is you look at the per diems, which they get. They try to give each other a break without saying it's salary. And then they use that money for whatever they're going to use it for. But this keeps coming up, and you have to keep your eye on the details. In other words, what they get for what they do. I've been around here for a long time. I've been looking at the legislature. Some of them work very, very hard. But for the most part, they don't. They show up on Monday afternoon or whatever. They stay a day. They go home. They say they're working hard in their district offices. Give me a break. We know why people don't like them. They don't like them because they think they're ripping off the system.
To the New York Times editorial today, Alan, Ms. Merkel struggles to hold Germany together. Her failure to form a governing coalition could lead to new elections amid a growing threat from the right.
David, I'm very worried about this. I am. Angela Merkel, as far as I was concerned, was one of the great leaders in the world. She had courage. You know, I gave great credit to Merkel because on the one hand, you know, she basically reminded the German people that they had an ugly past and that they had to be responsible for being out in front, welcoming foreigners and others who had come into the country in great need. I had tremendous respect for her, but in the end, the nativists won out there too.